Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. Right.
That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right.
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize.
And now here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
Alrighty, everybody. What do I see here? I see a Kathy and a Jennifer and a Nicole, a Lance, a Steve, a Bobby. Feels like we've got a game going here. Well, let's meet our contestants, shall we, this morning? Bobby, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, how you doing? I'm 49. I don't have any sex toys, but my 15-year-old younger wife has.
Okay.
From nip clamps, bugs, handcuffs, spanky things.
Yep. You really kind of geeked me out for a second when you led with 49 years old, I have no toys, but my 15-year-old, I was like, oh, say something. Younger.
You're younger. No.
Yes. No, I got it.
Much younger, just not 15 years old.
Yes. I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, it's like you can be in the half your age club and the twice your age club, but you better do it in the right order.
Yeah. All right, Bobby, game on, Bobby. You're going to play. I'm going to get Steve on. Steve, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, I'm Steve. I'm 35. I don't have anything, but the wife's got some dildos, some vibrators, some butt plugs. So we like to have some fun.
Yeah, no, apparently she's a goer in all directions.
Yes, sir.
Anything that you're still looking for that you haven't tried yet?
Well, you know, it's always that inevitable, you know, two women, one man deal.
Yeah, it's never happening, sir. It's a lie they tell us to keep us from sticking from leaving. I know. Bobby, Steve, you stay right there because I got to get Lance on. Lance, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny. Lance, 48. Got a vibrating vagina, a couple sleeves, single, friends with benefit.
Yeah, well, you have a vibrating vagina. Do we ever give away vibrating vaginas? Mm-hmm. What are they?
I didn't win it from you. I actually spent like $300 on the thing.
Well, goddamn, Lance, you get a bonus at work?
I wish I did. Good money.
Did you save up for it? Did you buy it on layaway, or did you just one night just put it on the card?
I just said, hell with it. Let's go spend some cash.
All right, Lance. You hold on, Steve. You hold on, Bobby. You hold on. You're all three going to play, and the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the gentlemen, our item up for bid today.
Up in the sky. Look.
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
the Super Sucker Ultra Skin Masturbator from Old Doc Johnson.
The Super Duper Party Pony. That pony is me.
Oh, you're a Super Duper Party Pony, all right.
Fellas, the Super Sucker Ultra Skin Masturbator features a lifelike mouth opening.
Its closed end provides deep, satisfying suction.
It has a tight, textured interior.
It's handcrafted from Ultra Skin for the ultimate feel.
And it's proudly made in the USA.
Yeah, it's made right here in America. And you're a patriotic dude.
Yeah, and this masturbator gives
place to put your patriotic goo. So get that blender and stick it in, cause you know it's nice and tight. It's the Super Sucker from Doc Johnson, and it could be yours if the price is right.
Oh, yes, the old Super Sucker from Doc Johnson. This old standby, the, what is it? What, ultra, what is ultra what, Greg?
Ultra skin.
Ultra skin. Sometimes they use those odd fonts and they purposely misspell stuff.
Right. That it's like SKYN.
Yeah, it's like trying to figure out some Norwegian metal band logo.
It looks like a pile of sticks.
Yeah. Ultra skin masturbator from old Doc Johnson, the Super Sucker. Well, let me take a gander at this, fellas. I'm not going to open it because, well, that's just gross. Yep, that's what it looks like.
Sure it is.
That right there.
Yep. It's going to do it.
All right, well, hey, don't lose this. This is your Doc Johnson Ultra Skin Refresh Powder.
Do not lose that.
I don't know what you're supposed to do. It has a,
use it often.
Hold on, here's a care guide.
Oh, come with a care guide.
It may feel sticky after cleaning. This is normal and does not indicate a defective product. This is Ultra Skin, a natural feel when unpowdered, and it is safe to use and store this way. Clear or frosted products also tend to be stickier than products in other countries, blah, blah, blah. So to extend the quality of your life of the Ultra Skin products, always clean thoroughly after use and apply Ultra Skin Refresh Powder before storing. So there you go. I don't know where you, once this package is out, where one gets Ultra Skin.
You need to give it a Google.
Well, it's worth a Google, fellas. Let's take care of our Super Sucker fake vagina, shall we? Bobby, I know that you say you don't have anything, so this would be a fine starter item for you.
I think it would be a fine starter item for me. I'm going to bid $32.
Bobby says $32. Steve?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with $20.
$20. Now, you already have a $300 vibrating vagina lance and other items for yourself, a friend with benefits right. Even. What would you pay for this kind of an item?
Let's go $49.99.
And the actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$23.99.
Oh, wow. Steve, you're going to put your wiener in the Super Sucker.
That's right.
Super Sucker is all yours. Not just an amazing band, the Super Suckers, but also an item for your personal pleasure.
Fantastic.
All right. You stay right there. Listen, Lance, I think you've won a lot. You've bought yourself a lot. But let me give you something for your trouble. Would you like to go see the Jackal Family Reunion?
Oh, hell yes. I just saw them last year. I'd love to see them again.
Listen, I'll get you hooked up, all right? First, when these tickets went on sale because everything was so crazy, not the band, Jesse and the boys didn't have anything to do with this. The building needed a vaccination card. Now, that is not necessary, but you will need a negative COVID test if you don't have the vaccination card, all right?
That's the vaccination card. I'm the truck driver. Right on.
Hey, you don't use those items when you're driving your truck, do you?
I'm sorry?
You don't use those items while you're driving your truck, like you're vibrating.
No.
Okay.
No.
I figure there's some kind of a Department of Transportation issue with that.
I was the one originally the first register for Kennedy.
Oh. Hey, did you see they sent another one over here? Not as high end, not the $2,500 one, like the $900 basic, just model form?
No, I haven't been able to get online to see the one that you recently got.
Oh, we've already dressed her in three different outfits. She's at my house. She's moved from the Guns N' Roses pinball to the Evel Knievel pinball. She's pretty spectacular, and she's even wearing little soft holiday socks at this point. It's suitably creepy, I assure you. All right, stay there. Hold on, I'll get you hooked up. Who won? It was Steve. Steve, you stay there. And Bobby, you want to go see the Jackal Family Reunion Show?
I'd love to go see Jekyll Family Reunion.
All right. Well, you stay right there. I'm going to get you hooked up. All right. By the way, this is how fun, and I do love this aspect of people, of our listeners especially. She's missing a nail.
Oh.
And on one hand, she came like that, remember?
Yeah, we did actually notice that.
And so every chick is like, look at those nails. And dudes are like, what's up with those fingers? And I'm like, well, I don't know.
Well, she's a doll, so she probably hadn't noticed yet.
But I was like, and then one guy's like, in the very back of the picture in my kitchen, where you can see her large breasts and nipples are sticking straight through that tank top,
mm-hmm.
on the top of my fridge, way behind her, out of focus, is a box of Raisin Bran Crunch. The guy's like, good choice in cereal. I'm like,
you know what? I wow. love that.
I'm like, wow, you're really digging into the house on this.
Good eye, sir.
No, I love it. These guys, crazy bastards. All right, listen, I got to talk to some ladies now. So you hold on. We're in the middle of Adult Toy Prices Right. I got to get Miss Kathy on. Kathy, what is your story?
Good morning, Johnny. My name is Kathy. I'm 42. I have a boyfriend and a bullet and a vibrator.
So you're not super advanced. You're super weird. I mean, it'll get the job done, but you're not exploring much.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I'm trying to get in and get out.
Mm.
I'm not trying to date myself.
Have you been married?
No, I've never been married.
It's your boyfriend. But, some girls would like to explore their, you know, with a butt plug or a nipple clamp or other different kinds of sensations.
I mean, I'm open to all possibilities.
What about girls?
I was with a female for about 10 years.
Oh, see, there, now I got you. You're like, look, I've been through all this. I know what I like. I likes what I like, and that's what I need to get done. So, again, I'm not looking to date myself. I hear
exactly.
you now. So what made you go back to the less than fairer sex?
I guess he just won me over.
Yeah, but we're pretty gross.
I mean, yeah, kind of, yeah.
I mean, were you more, and I know not every lesbian is like this, but a lot of times lesbians will have specific roles because it's just kind of how we're wired. You know, one will be more of a masculine role, one more of a feminine role. Would you say you were the more feminine or the more masculine?
Probably the more feminine.
Yep. And so you 10 years, you're with a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Committed relationship, you're in love, the whole thing, you really enjoy it. How do you end up jumping over? I mean, because we're just so gross. Like, I understand when a girl goes from a guy and men to women, it stays there. That makes perfect sense to me. Women are pretty fantastic. We're pretty bothersome in many ways. As I look at T, who's picking at his jowl currently to the right of me.
I'm not picking. I didn't shave tomorrow.
I will say nothing like T.
Kathy.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Now, do you ever miss ladies?
No, not really.
That's
no.
weird. That's strange to me. Like, that's surprising.
No, I mean, my guy gives it to me pretty well.
Sure. Yeah, but the whole point is, right, because I have a friend who I used to, a friend with benefits when we were younger, and she's now exclusively with ladies. And I was like, hey, I've seen you like penis, all right? I've seen you have dildos. You have quite a few of them. They're all penis-shaped. She goes, you don't get it. It's not the penis. It's everything around the penis that I don't care for. And she wasn't even being mean. She was just trying to explain to me because I thought I really had made a great point of, like, you like the penis. And she's like, it's not, that's not the problem. That penetration nope. isn't my issue. She's
well,
like,
I'll
it's
say
you.
This. I'll say this. If I wasn't in a committed relationship, mm-hmm. then I would go either way.
Would he be okay with you bringing a girl home?
Probably not.
No, he wouldn't be because he's afraid he'd lose you.
That could be. I don't think he likes to share his toys.
God, buddy. Oh, kidding me. Would you share him with a girl?
No, I would not.
Wow. That's very, very selfish.
I know. I'm okay with that, though.
See how good she sounds just knowing yourself at that point?
It. All right, Miss Kathy, you're going to play. I got to get Miss Jennifer on. Jennifer, welcome to the show. What's your story?
I'm Jennifer. I'm 32. I've been in a relationship for 2 years, and I have a couple dildos and a vibrator.
Mm-hmm. And are you with is it a man or a female?
It would put the female and the lesbian, too.
Man, I feel like we're really reaching out to the lesbian world and doing well.
Yeah, I've been on here a few times. I'm your go-to lesbian.
I love you, Jennifer. And Kathy, I like to think that the lesbian community knows that we're huge fans.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, Jennifer, by the way, you and Kathy ever meet?
No, I've never met her.
I know that not all lesbians know each other, but all lesbians do move in with each other eventually. Miss Jennifer. So, Jennifer, what's your current situation now? You've been with this girl for a couple of years now?
Yeah, I'm actually divorced. I've been with a female before her for 11 years, and then we were married 10.
Oh, you got legally married. And now
then you moved to Iowa, got married.
And you got halved.
Yes.
See, isn't it that point where you think to yourself, as you're going through the divorce court and you're losing your stuff, you're thinking, why would we have asked for this? This is crazy.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was 20, so I was young.
And I get it. I get the idea that you know, you're right to be married and to be in that. But then the truth of marriage and the truth of life and the truth of divorce is way more than anybody was thinking of at that point. It was all the right to be loved and to love somebody. And that is a beautiful thing. But then the reality of, hey, guess what? I'm taking your stuff.
Yeah, well, ruthless.
Yeah. All right, Kathy. All right, Miss Jennifer. By the way, the new lady, she's very nice. You're not going to get married again?
I don't know. I'm kind of cold feet about it, but she wants to.
Yep. Make her sign a prenup.
I've thought about it.
Hey, let me give you some help, Jen, because we're friends. Do you put a seatbelt on when you get in your car?
Of course I do.
Of course you do. Why? Because you think you're going to get in an accident? Because you believe...
safety thing.
That's right, because accidents happen unwillingly. That's what a prenup is. That's how you lay it out.
Exactly.
And if she doesn't want a prenup, then she's the kind of girl that doesn't even want you to wear a seatbelt in the car and hopes you go through the windshield.
We keep each other's names off of each other's house and cars and stuff like that, so we've been pretty smart.
See, this has been so complicated all because, you know, you wanted to be married. You had it so good.
Yes.
I know.
I had it really good before I was married.
I know. All right, Kathy, Jennifer, you stay right there. I got to get Nicole on. Nicole, welcome.
Good morning. I'm Nicole. I'm 39. I have a Venus butterfly remote and a couple rabbits and some anal beads.
All right. And what about girls?
Yes, I've had 2 girlfriends in the past.
What world? Why do I have to live in this weird bubble? Like, I have a great girlfriend, ladies. Kathy, Jennifer, Nicole, I'm telling you, I got a great girlfriend. She's phenomenal. Really, truly is. Sweet, funny, sexy, healthy, you know, sex life. But I just, this whole girl thing escapes her. I can't get it done.
Some girls just aren't into it. And it can be really intimidating at first, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I hear.
Yeah, it's great.
By the way, it's an amazing amount of girls that like sex with other girls listen to this show.
Yeah, they tend to be more enjoyable.
I wonder if, like, when you started listening to the show, you thought, men are okay, and then after a couple months of listening to this, you're like, you know what, chicks are the way to go.
They're just prettier, you know? They don't have, like, balls that hang down and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, listen, I don't.
The whole anatomy just looks better.
Listen, as a fan of the ladies, I understand what you're saying. They smell better. They're soft. They're sensuous. They're curvy.
Yeah.
They kiss great. They're like, you know, T is a terrible kisser. By the way, it will literally take 10 seconds before some dude's like, dude, why would you know that? I'm like, yeah, that's the joke, Tiger. All right. Nicole, Jennifer, Kathy, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price not going over will receive the item up for bid. So, ya mitten smoochers, listen up.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Tiny Dancer Vibe from Evolved. Rubbing out with this tiny dancer.
No, it's not Tiny Dancing.
Mommy!
Oh, look at him, he's so adorable. Tiny little angry Elvis.
That's some smart mouse deal. Like he a circus mouse or something.
But I digress.
Ladies, hold your tiny dancer close and let it pirouette around your erogenous zone. Its powerful spinning beads and vibrations work simultaneously, taking you to new heights of ecstasy. It's waterproof, completely submersible, and lights up with 10 vibration modes.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Nope, not that either.
You want me to say that on the phone? Okay. Tanya, my little lasagna.
Oh, here's hoping your lady bits don't look like lasagna.
Well, if it isn't nature's most perfect food, lasagna.
It's the Tiny Dancer rotating 10-speed vibe from Evolved, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price
is right.
Right.
so let's take a look at this thing. It doesn't. It says tiny, but it's not. It's a. I mean, granted, it doesn't go inside you, but it looks to me like a, could be a sexual dreidel of sorts.
Are my kid scissors?
Don't hand tease scissors, please.
They're kid scissors.
I know, but he's still. He could lose an eye. I could lose an eye. Someone loses an eye.
He sneezes.
So this is okay. Now I got it. This is one of those ones that. It tapers, and so it kind of goes between your two fingers like that, but then it's the size, what do you say, of a golf ball?
Yeah, just about.
But it's soft.
Gotcha.
It's that TP. I can tell there's three nubbins there. How do you turn this stupid thing on?
The little knob here.
By the way, this is these things are not conducive for drunken at nighttime.
No, I mean, the only thing upside is the glowing when the light finally comes on.
Once you get it on, it glows. You can see it, but like...
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, hold on. Where's the...
It's on this side here, little button.
Just there. Tell me where.
See it? No, other side.
Hey, that's it. You're a terrible teacher. Never talk again. All right. Oh, there it is. Yeah, that thing's pretty serious. And before we go any further, why don't we get this back to normal? All right, there you go. And this. That's pretty strong. Here. By the way, ladies, let me ask you something. You know that you know that thing where it changes vibrations and it does all the different patterns? Kathy, Jennifer, Nicole?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does any girl like that?
Yes.
Okay. You're the first one. Every other girl, they're like, look, just make it go the same tempo, and I don't want it to change. I want it to stay the same, and I don't want it to alternate. Kathy, are you a fan of the changing or the making it stay the same?
I could switch it up. I'm fine.
What about you, Jennifer?
I like it changing.
Wow. Nicole?
Yeah, I like it to change. So it depends on your mood, and then sometimes you just don't want the same thing.
All right. There you go.
This thing's amazing, and it rotates.
Is that? It's also rotating?
Yeah, it's the top part.
Yeah, you can actually look this direction now with the light hitting it. See that? It covers your entire battleship.
You polish that whole thing. All right, ladies. Well, this is
doing floors, folks.
This is not a cheap or small stupid item. This is there's a lot of different.
That's nice.
All right, Kathy, what would you pay for such a dirty, dirty item?
I would say $64.99.
Jennifer.
I'm going to say probably $80.
$80.
I got to say, you wouldn't even know what that's for.
Hey, Jennifer, when you got divorced, did she take your dildos?
Well, I buy new toys with every relationship, but yes, she did.
Yeah.
I'm a dirty slut, so.
You can never get
I'm
enough
more of than a man.
You can never get enough of hearing a girl say, I'm a dirty slut.
First step is owning.
You just can't get tired of that phrase. Like that's like saying I'm gonna get tired of someone going, here's your paycheck. Like it's just always good to hear. All right, Kathy, Jennifer, hold on. Nicole.
I'm gonna go 74.
74. All right. Kathy at $64.99, Jennifer at $80, and $74 for Nicole, the actual manufacturer suggested retail price
$74.99.
Damn!
Oh my God!
Look at you, Nicole.
That's awesome.
Woo! Wow. That one sounds like so much fun.
This is very nice, by the way.
I'm excited for
Powerful,
you.
Spinning beads and vibration work simultaneously, it says, with a unique round vibrator with three rotating beads. Rotating heads target your clitorals for stimulation.
Sounds like something you need to be careful with.
You know what? Go in easy. Take your time. Spend the weekend exploring yourself.
Nicole, that sounds like a great plan.
Did you have somebody, Nicole? Are you single or you have someone?
I just recently kicked my husband out, so it's just toys for me right now.
You thinking about going back to ladies?
You know what? Yeah, if we don't get back together, then yeah. Like, yeah. I've been with him forever, so...
Why'd you boot him?
I just wouldn't want to deal with another guy.
What'd you get rid of him for?
Too
much to talk
about? Drinking and lying and hiding it.
Yeah, so, well, there you go.
And after I... Went through recovery this year, so.
Oh, yeah, you're
too much for me to deal with.
You're already sober?
Yeah, so I just had 6 months on the 14th.
All right.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations.
Like, I just had, like, really bad mental issues.
Hey, I will tell you.
No, I had to go. I was hospitalized and, like, 3 years alcoholic. And
I would listen to me. Nicole, all kidding aside, and I'm not dumping on him. If he can't respect that and support you and keep you cool, you need to stay away from people like that. You know, sometimes.
No, absolutely. Like, I sent an email to Niven because I was very suicidal, and like, you know, like, don't make me cry, but like, stuff he says on the radio, like, kept me going because I'm like, you know what? There's always somebody out there, and there's always help, and just like, make it one more day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
that's it.
No,
that's it.
Yeah, I did. I made it. You know,
just
and
keep going.
Help and had to check into a hospital and. Yeah, so I'm doing really good.
Jennifer, do you feel like you could lick the demons out of Nicole?
Of course.
Go down trying.
That's right. Because I don't know if you noticed, Nicole, but Jennifer is a dirty slut.
Hey, that sounds like fun.
All right. Isn't that right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yes.
She'd trade him in for me in a heartbeat.
Yeah, all right. All right.
There's nothing wrong with that. I've heard her on the radio before. Yeah, she sounds very advanced. Expert level.
This is amazing.
I am an expert.
If anything, that's a wing woman for you.
Yeah, right?
I'm just...
Absolutely.
I'm still trying to like, hey, don't you want to kiss that chick, honey? I'm like, this girl's over here getting ready to clean her from stem to stern with her tongue. All right. Listen, I love all three of you. And I know Nicole is taking this home. Maybe you can use it on Jennifer and yourself, each other. It's all good. But I want you all to be and have fun. Would you all like to come to the Jackal Family Reunion? Or I can also offer you Slash and the Conspirators in February.
Jackal Family Reunion.
Okay. I'm going to get one for each. Stay right there. Nicole, you're also going to get a pair of tickets just because you're delightful. You stay right there and take care of yourself, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.